On Wednesday, the State Department said it's looking into Harvard University's eligibility as a sponsor for the U.S. Exchange Visitor Program. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says it's to ensure that the programs don't compromise policy objectives or the national security interests of the United States. In May, the Trump administration cited anti-Semitism on university campuses as a reason for pausing new international student visas. Harvard condemns the investigation, saying that it violates the university's First Amendment rights. The university previously said it has made efforts to deal with anti-Semitic activity. The State Department's Exchange Visitor Program grants non-immigrant visas to individuals. These include students, teachers, physicians, and others to participate in the programs in the U.S. 349,000 of these visas were issued by the State Department in fiscal year 2023. At the same time, five other universities are facing investigations over alleged national origin discrimination. The Department of Education is probing whether these universities offered scholarships only for DACA students. DACA students are those in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program who came to the U.S. as children. The government says these exclusive scholarships could violate the Civil Rights Act of 1964.